Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Now, I got slagged yesterday. Got an awful ripping from a listener for talking about myself too much. Now, what I'm going to do is actually have someone else talk about me and my show, because it's time for...
F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
And this week, I'm delighted to say my friend is TV and Hollywood's Kevin McGahern. How's it going?
What's up, friend?
How are you?
I'm not too bad. How's tricks yourself?
Things are good. It's all kicking off on the show today because I found out that Mattel, the game company, are taking the word culchi out of the game because it's inappropriate and they don't like it. They have 40 other words, haven't been revealed yet. But I wanted to ask the listener, and I wanted to ask you, being a culchi, how do you feel about that word?
First of all, Jen, I kind of resent that every time you've got a question about the culchi culture that you just call me up and ask me like I'm a representative of some... I can't speak for all cultures, Jen.
You should be proud of it. You should be proud.
And it's very obvious that you only have one culchi friend, apart from me and Bernard, basically.
Two Johnnies.
You need to expand.
Two Johnnies, they're my friends. They're my friends as well. And they...
They're showbiz friends, Jen. They're showbiz friends. Come on.
Right. But how do you feel, honestly, how do you feel about, do you mind being called culchi, or do you use the term, or can only culchi people use the term culchi? What do you think?
We'd prefer if you said the C word.
Okay, the C word.
When you're talking to us, yeah. It's quite triggering, Jen. No, I don't mind. It's not a slur. The whole culchi and dub rivalry, that's gone on since the dawn of time. I like when you slag me off and call me a filthy culchi.
Yeah.
And I'll call you a dirty Jackeen behind your back usually.
Yeah.
Or I'll badmouth you to other people.
Yeah.
These are little weapons that we use to sort of poke at each other. I wasn't meant to sit at the back of the bus when I arrived up to Dublin. There wasn't separate culchi toilets or culchi water fountains that we had to use. It's a silly thing. It's not a slur word.
Do you think...
It reminds me of... I cannot imagine any proper culchies taking offence at this. It reminded me of... do you remember the thing with the Muppets a couple of months ago? There was a warning at the start of a Muppets. The old Muppet Show?
Yeah.
There was a Danny Boy sketch where the Swedish Chef, Animal, and another lad... were singing Danny Boy wearing Clancy Brothers Aaron jumpers, and they were going, and it was hilarious. I don't know any Irish person who was offended by that. The same with Speedy Gonzalez. They went to ban Speedy Gonzalez a couple of years ago, and the Mexicans, because they said it was offensive to Mexicans, and then actual Mexicans were like, no way, we love that lad, bring him back. We like being represented, even if it's a bad representation of us.
Yeah, a massive generalization. And I suppose it's just another case of people being offended on behalf of other people who aren't really that offended.
Exactly, Jen.
Okay. Can we talk about friendships? Because this was a huge topic on our show this week. Friends just move on sometimes. And we got loads of texts and calls about this on Tuesday. Now, my sexist theory is that men's friendships are way less emotionally tied up than female ones. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think I read somewhere that female friends tend to talk more to each other, whereas male friendships are based more on doing things. Male friends have a five-a-side, or they'll go wall climbing or something like that. Whereas we like to do things, females like to talk. So I don't know. COVID's been a great cleanser. COVID's been a good war to just thin out the ranks of who's really important to your life. So I think everyone's friendship circles have gone a bit smaller in the last year, definitely.
Because they've had to. That's a really interesting point. I never thought of it that way. But as soon as you said it, I was like, God, yeah, because our friendship circles have had to get smaller. And we tend to hang on to communicating with the ones that we just really, really, really like.
There you go.
There you go. So that's a good another positive that come that has come out of lockdown. One of them anyway. How many friends do you reckon have quietly ditched you over the years?
It's hard to know. It's all like loads. I mean, when you're in your 20s, like, you know, you have loads of friends, or you think you've got loads of friends, but they're just sort of people you meet when you're drunk. And then as you get into your 30s, that they sort of fall by the wayside. So I don't know. I'd say at least 30 people have cut me out of their life, I'd say, in the last 10 years.
And for good reason too. Is your wife your best friend now?
She's my best friend, and my new daughter is my second best friend.
Yes, sorry. Can we stop talking about what we've been talking about during the week? Tell me about the little one.
Well, she's class.
Yeah.
I do love her to bits. She's singing a lot. I sing a good bit to her, so she's kind of singing back. But it's like living with a little old man who wakes you up in the middle of the night to drink a pint.
A tiny drunk. Yeah, it's like living with a tiny drunk. How old is she now?
She's just over 3 months.
Oh my gosh, she's brand new.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've mentioned
it. She's brand spanking new.
What did you call her?
Wallace,
that's right. Oh my God, that's so cute. Has it changed you forever?
Yeah, it's mad. It's I think one of the reasons our generation suffers from a lot of depression is that we spend way too much time thinking about ourselves. Like, as soon as a baby arrives, like, you know, like you spend your 20s going like, why am I here? What is the purpose of life? And then a baby arrives and your brain just goes, shut up. Never mind that stuff at all. Just feed that human right now. So,
dose of perspective since she's coming along.
Ooh, a good slap of it. A good slap across the face of wet perspective.
Well, it's great to hear. Not that you need a perspective, you know, but maybe a little teeny tiny bit. We all need it. Sex and communication. Let's talk about riding for a second, because yesterday we heard about there was a survey on sexual hang-ups. Obviously, you don't have any of these. One texter agrees with me that communication of what is going to happen in bed should happen just before the act. Because women's biggest fear is, through the survey, is that there'd be no chemistry in the ride. And men's biggest hang-up was they wouldn't perform well. This is just before they slept together for the first time. Now, our sex therapist consistently says two things. Lube, and the other one is communication, right? But I don't know, are you that type of person? Because Cormac was like, Irish people do not talk about what turns them on with their partner before they jump into the sack. I can't imagine anybody doing that. Have you done that? Do you think that's the way to go, or we'll have to find another way?
Because your opinion was that you have the discussion just right before the act.
Yeah.
I disagree slightly.
Okay.
I think some discussion is good, but leave a bit of time. Let some anticipation build up. Hmm. Like, maybe have this chat over a glass of wine after the dinner, just when all the burps are out and you're sort of letting everything settle. Because it's kind of to discuss it right before the act in bed. It's a bit like, all right, fair enough. Shall we have our game plan out? Let's clap our hands together and tear into it. Whereas if you do it over a glass of wine like an hour beforehand, it can kind of build up anticipation a bit, Jen. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, that is really Jesus. You could be our new sex therapist. I mean, but does it even matter?
My God, please.
Does it even matter to a fella if a woman is any good in bed?
Oh God, it's a hard one, because now I'm talking purely from a stupid man's perspective here. So please direct any complaints to
me.
Jennifer Zamparelli.
Thank you.
From our perspective, is like we're kind of doing all the work, and it's harder. I don't want to offend any audience members here, but it's harder to park a car than it is to be a garage, if you get my drift, Jen.
So we
don't really, as long as they don't leave in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It's considered a good performance from us.
Okay.
Again, This is a perspective of a stupid man who should not be listened to and frankly should not be broadcasted on the airwaves
never.
At
you
all.
You should never be allowed on live because you just, you get me into trouble all the time. But listen, congratulations again with your gorgeous baby girl. I'm so happy for you. I really am. She sounds like an absolute dream. So she's singing back to you. What are you singing to her?
A lot of sort of girl rock, kind of like the Go-Go's, Bangles, that kind of stuff like that.
Oh, very good. Now, can I ask you, we like to play a song on a Friday that has the potential to get me fired and give the head of music in 2FM a heart attack, right? A song that you would never hear on the radio. I've had 50 requests for the N17. Should I go with that one or should I keep searching? What do you think?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a tragedy that N17 is considered as a song you'd never play on the radio. That's a certifiable banger, Jen.
Okay.
And I'm not going to vote against N17. It's too good of a song.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I only appreciated the lyrics. Do you remember there was like a really slow version of it sang on, I think it was New Year's Eve. Like, you really listen to the lyrics of N17. That is a beautifully written song.
Tulu Mackey sang it.
Yeah.
Beautiful version.
It was class.
So it's cool again, so I might be okay. Well, listen, thanks for being my friend this week. Tell us about your amazing new movie.
Well, which one was that, Jen? The one about the cancer?
No, the amazing new movie that I shared a clip of on...
the Wild Mountain Thyme one.
Yeah.
Well, I just felt, we've all seen the trailer for Wild Mountain Thyme, which is, it features a lot of very dodgy accents, Irish accents, and a sort of dodgy plot. And it's set in a time in Ireland that I don't think ever existed. So I thought it'd be good to do a sort of Irish version about an Irish lad from Mullingar who goes to America. And it's done with just as bad of accents and just as bad of research.
Brilliant.
So check it out on Jen's Instagram page. It's called Rocky Mountain Romance,
Rocky
Jen.
Rocky Mountain Romance. Yes, it is. Or go to Kevin's page at Kevin_McGahern. That's where you find him. He is a legend. His name is Kevin. He'll be back again. Thanks, Kev. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Jen Zamp.
I love Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.